Footsteps of the Hermit with Larry Torres. Padre Vergara reveals the secrets of the Blue Nun.
Santa Maria de Agreda,
exclaimed the hermit abruptly. I had heard of her back in Italy. Wasn't she the mystical cloistered Franciscan nun who used to be seen in many foreign countries while never leaving her own cell in the convent?
You are partially right, returned Father Vergara, except that Mary of Agreda was only declared venerable. She is not yet proclaimed to be blessed, and even less is she known as a saint. However, you are right in your proclamation that she was a mystic who often visited other areas without setting foot outside of the convent.
Please, please, said Giovanni, tell me her story. Old Father Vergara cleared his throat and began by saying,
There are many tales that touch the hearts of the people of New Mexico. But strangely, there is one tale that is whispered about, and yet very few know the facts behind it. It is a story of the Mother of the Sky, or the Lady in Blue, or Maria Coronel, as was her birth name. She was born as one of four children to Francisco and Catarina Coronel in the village of Agreda, Spain, in 1602. They were a wealthy family, and so they all lived in the castle until Maria's 16th birthday. In the year 1618, the entire family decided to live together as monks and nuns. The whole family took the veil. Her father and brothers became Franciscan monks, and Maria, her mother and her sister, chose to become Franciscan nuns. The castle was converted into a convent, and all of the family's wealth was given over to the poor. Now, Maria herself lived a quiet and devout life until 1627, when she was chosen to become a Mother Abbess of the convent, and she held that post for the remaining 38 years of her life. Father Vergara paused to remember some details before continuing. Suddenly, Maria began to experience all kinds of ecstasies and visions and trances. At first, she was frightened because of the extraordinary nature of the occurrences. However, at the urging of her confessor, she began to pen down much of what she had been undergoing, and her collected works became known as the Mystical City of God. It is a treatise that seems to have been narrated to her by the Virgin Mary herself. It is sometimes called the Autobiography of Our Lady. In it, she reveals hidden secrets like the lesser-known symbols of the Book of the Apocalypse and the place that enfolds the terrors of hell. Our Lady also revealed to her that she herself never appeared older than 33 years of age, and that she ate only fruit and vegetables, along with fish, but never, never any meat. What's more, at a time when the land of New Mexico was barely known, much less visited, Maria de Agreda bilocated into the American Southwest often and recorded in great detail descriptions of the landscape and tribes that she taught to pray. She was particularly fond of speaking to the Tigua and to the Caddo. So inspirational were her writings that the great Padre Junipero Serra was led to California because of them.
When did this happen? Asked Giovanni, intrigued by the idea that another hermit had preceded him to the southwest.
It was almost exactly 100 years ago, replied Father Vergara. When Father Serra arrived in California and established 19 missions there, he was already 56 years old. The works of the bilocating nun were never far from his grasp. Now, because of the descriptions of Maria de Agreda, people mistakenly thought that the Virgin Mary had come to New Mexico. But Father Serra knew better, though, and although he couldn't bilocate, he was fascinated by the phenomenon.
When did Maria de Agreda die? Asked the hermit curiously.
In 1665 she died of natural causes, and for the last 200 years her body, still in the convent, has remained incorrupt. And I never did tell you something else. She also penned down the first known recipe for making chili stew.
You have been walking in the footsteps of the hermit with Larry Torres. Adios.